What's up? This is Casual Lit. I'm Jason.
I'm Caitlin.
We're back again. That was a little taste of the newest song that Ed Dater Remember has put out. It's called Mind Reader.
I love them.
You have always loved them.
I don't care for the chorus on this song, but good song, period. So
you don't care for the part that I used for the intro.
Yeah, basically. I mean, to be honest, though, listening to it the second time, I like it better than I did yesterday.
Same. I didn't like it the first time I heard the song, and it's fine.
It's weird, though, because that happens a lot of the times when I hear their songs. The first couple of times I hear them, I'm like, I don't really care for this new stuff. And then I listen to it again, and it's so catchy, and it gets stuck in my head, and then I love it. So
it's because they are the definition of pop metal. Pop metal, what do you want to call it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Pop metal, pop. They unfortunately do not have a release date on the newest album that they're working on because of what's going on. They're kind of just like, they've done what a lot of bands have done. They put out some kind of little mini videos where you can watch about them on their last tour.
So, interesting.
It's pretty cool, I guess. The other day, Saturday, Korn, I mean, well, everybody's running out of stuff to put out. The musicians, they got to get paid. So they're turning to YouTube and all these live streams and all that business. And Korn put out a show that they did in a warehouse. So they rented out a warehouse. I'm not sure where it was, but they rented out a warehouse, set everything up, did a ground level show with the fans and played through their new album, a bunch of songs. And I'm not really into Korn anymore, but I did watch some of it. And I was like, oh, wow. It's pretty impressive.
That's pretty interesting. Cool. Was it an old, like they did it previously or they did it?
They did it on the day the album came out. So yeah, it was quite a while ago.
Oh, okay. So it's not like last week they had all these people in a building together.
No, all these musicians, they're sitting on these things that, you know, they're like, hey, we need to do something with this. But they can't really do anything they can't tour. So they're like, we need to put something out. We need to do something. Here's a little. Pretty good. Like I said, it sounds good. It was fine.
Yeah.
But that song is called the F word, not the F word, the other F word that as humanity we've grown away from, which is good.
I just ran through all of the F words in my head. Like, wait, what?
And they started playing that song and I was like, they still play this? And then I was like, I wonder. I really started thinking about it. I was like, man,
how do you get away with that?
No. Well, yeah. Yeah. But more so, I'm just like, I'm surprised they haven't changed it or kind of stopped.
Stopped playing it, yeah.
It's one of their better songs, though. And it's about him getting made fun of in high school, of course.
Huh.
They were all calling him that because he was a little effeminate.
I mean, he's a weirdo, so.
Yeah, he's Jonathan Davis. He worked in a mortuary.
Did he really?
Yeah.
In high school?
Well, right out of high school. He was an intern there and did some other stuff. And he thought that's what he wanted to do, was be a mortician. I know a lot about, so back then, you know, I've bought magazines and listened to interviews, stalked these guys on MTV, him and Fred Durst. It was weird back then. I was like, knew every member of every band, and some of them I still know. And I'm like, why do I know that Sully Erna is the singer of Godsmack?
Yeah, it is. That's
worthless. No?
No, I don't know much about any of it.
Well, you're not missing out too much. I mean, you know, the ones you liked, some of them, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, to a point, I know their names, but I don't know.
But yeah, music-wise, it's just, I don't know. And I would look towards YouTube. Like, if I was anybody out there, I would Google or YouTube your favorite bands. They probably drop something, put something out there that you've never seen before, and it's kind of cool. Papa Roach actually released a new song, which I'm not sure if it's a... if they did it just because they're in quarantine or if it's actually, you know, new albums coming and all that stuff, but it's called Feel Like Home and it's just all them at home and like he's singing into a can of Pam and all kinds of stuff. And they're all in different homes cause they're not together. So it shows like the bass player on the bathroom, all that kind of stuff. But it's a pretty silly little video. It's not That's a bad song either. It sounds like Papa Roach. I mean, trying to. It's It's got all their kids in the video too, so that's pretty entertaining.
That's cute.
But I just started the other day just Googling bands and saving videos for YouTube for me to listen to while I work. I was like, oh, Papa Roach, Sting, Linkin Park. And Mike Shinoda is still making beats if you're really bored and want to watch him for 4 hours.
Gotta love Mike Shinoda.
Yeah, he's a good guy. But yeah, I would definitely dig into some of your favorite artists. We've watched that Haley Williams from Paramore. She had a quarantine song.
Oh, yeah. You said the other day that Drake released something and it was like all of his
demos.
I rarely listen to music anymore. I am usually just listening to books on whatever app. But I went somewhere when I went to pick up the food the other day. I wanted to listen to music for some reason. I put it on, you know, the top hits or whatever, and half of them were all of those old songs from Drake. And I was like, okay, this is annoying.
Yeah, it is kind of funny. No, I got really into podcasts and spoken stuff right about 29, 30. And then I've gotten over that hump and now I'm back into music.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. I just like listening to, I don't know. It depends really on the mood that I'm in. It felt really good outside yesterday when I went to pick up food. And so I wanted to have my windows down. And so I was like, I won't be able to really hear the book and I won't be able to really focus on it. So music it is.
Yeah. Well, that's weird too. Cause when I jump in the car, it's automatic podcast. When I'm walking around a store, it's a podcast. When I'm walking around here, it's music. When I'm working, it's music. When I'm working out, it's music.
Yeah, if it's something that, if I'm doing something that I can't really focus on it, then I won't listen to, because I just listen to audiobooks. And so if I can't really focus on it, then I'm missing things. So like if I'm cleaning the house, then I'll listen to the book. But if I'm out grocery shopping, I won't, because I am like trying to think about what to buy at the grocery store and I can't think about what's going on in the book. And I tried to do it when I grocery shopped on this weekend and had to turn it off because... I was like, I'm not listening to this, and I don't want to miss part of it.
That's crazy, yeah, because I was walking around doing my Target shopping today, and I was listening to Office Ladies, which I'm all caught up. Found out who dropped the joint. If you guys have seen The Office and you've seen the episode Drug Testing, I know whose joint it was now. Thanks a lot, Office Ladies. They've gotten a little better, so...
It's funny that they came out and said whose it was because they never hint towards it.
It was in It was in a deleted scene.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah, they just decided not to put it in there.
I mean, I guess if you look at that one episode where they try and frame Toby, that's who he goes to. So, you know,
there's a whole lot of one-liners that'll be in some of the episodes that you're like, huh? And then they explain that there was a whole another storyline that was going to go with that they dropped.
And I'm they like, just oh, left wow. the one-liner.
Well, the line doesn't always...
Yeah.
Doesn't throw anything off sometimes, but it'll be like Jim saying, oh, we did that last week or something, and then they'll be, you know, it ties back to something that doesn't exist.
That's interesting.
Yeah. They Angela and Pam... now I feel mean for not calling her by her name. Angela Kinsey and Jenna Fisher, they get real deep into it. She texts everybody like... I didn't know in Drug Testing. Wait, it might not have been Drug Testing. I listened to two episodes today, Drug Testing and the one before that, or the one after. Not Michael's. It's Michael's birthday, Drug Testing, and then what is that next one? Season two. Come on.
Off the top of my head, I have no idea.
Come on. Season two. What happened?
Season one.
Season two.
Oh, season two that all happened?
Yes. Drug Testing. Oh, anyways. Well, the episode after Drug Testing, Steve Carell is only in it for a little while because he had to go film a movie. Didn't say which movie it was, but he jammed his finger and he's wearing a Band-Aid the entire episode on his ring finger. Yeah. Never noticed it. I was like, oh man.
I feel like I did notice, now that you pointed out, I feel like I remember thinking, that's weird, he has a Band-Aid on.
Maybe.
Because that's one of those things where you notice it and you're like, I wonder if they actually needed a Band-Aid or that was like part of their costume for the day, like their wardrobe. Why would they put a Band-Aid on?
It's conflict resolution.
Huh.
That's the episode.
Now I want to go back and watch that to see if I noticed the Band-Aid.
So yeah, he had a...
That's before Drug Testing. Yeah.
So what happened? No, it's not.
Oh, no, I'm reading it backwards.
So what happened was he jammed his finger, and they told him they couldn't get his wedding ring off. And he jammed his finger because he was a hockey player. He actually does play. Well, he doesn't anymore. But he played pickup hockey. He's actually really good. But he jammed his finger, and they were like, well, we either have to cut this off or you're going to have to come up with something else, because they didn't want Michael Scott to wear a wedding ring. Which, in hindsight, me knowing the show the way I do, I'm like, I would have wrote that in there because it would have been hysterical for Michael to be wearing a wedding ring and everybody ask him why he's doing it and blah, blah, blah.
Him just make up some story about it.
That's Michael Scott.
He met a new girl or whatever.
It would have been.
It's a promise ring.
Would have been hilarious, but it's all right. So I want to go back and see it too. I didn't know he was wearing a Band-Aid the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah, they
That'll be interesting.
But these two get deep. They get deep on everything if you want to know.
That makes me actually want to go and listen to their show. You've told me a couple of times to actually listen to it, but it's always when I'm in the middle of a book or something or middle of a series and I can't do two. I have to like listen to one whole thing and then go to the next one.
Well, you need to change your mind, I guess. I don't know.
No.
Do some mental exercising.
I'm five books in right now to this series. So.
The only bad part is they do have a lot of ads, but if you pay for Stitcher Premium, you can not have ads. But I just fast forward through it every time. Yeah. I know when the breaks are coming, and then they do a 20-minute break. And they try to be so professional. At the same time, I'm like, you're not professional. I don't care how hard you try.
Yeah.
You're not radio people, and you're not supposed to be radio people. You know, that's podcasting is not supposed to necessarily be Lex and Terry or Ben and Skin for you Fort Worthers, Dallasers, or whoever, Howard Stern. We could do Howard Stern in here. We could get a girl in here. Never mind. Some of the great stuff that he's done in radio.
What?
It's very nothing. Nothing I'm going to talk about out loud.
Okay.
But yeah, The Office, you should check it out. If you love The Office, you should check it out. Good news, folks. I actually got off my tail end and went to Total Wine last week. Was that last week? Oh, no, it was
this
Saturday.
Weekend, yeah.
Yeah. I went and picked up Deschutes Fresh Haze IPA. Oh my God, it's so good. I love it.
It was very refreshing. I actually took a drink of it. It was not one of those IPAs that you drink that I was trying not to throw up in my mouth.
Yeah, the Amarillo hops jump out at you. And that's what helps give it that orange flavor a little bit.
Yeah.
That mandarina. Ooh, cashmere. 6.5%, less than $10 for people. It's by Deschutes. It's in an orange can. It's called Fresh Haze. Tastes like orange juice. It's like, oh my God, it's so good. I'm going to try to make it back out to Brutal Beer Works. They've got another 4-pack they're releasing. And it's a dank IPA. It's in all green cans. Looks badass. I really need to go to Division if Sean and Wade hear this. I'm so sorry I haven't made it out there. It's a long ways, you know, and that's between me and Division. There's a lot of virus. And I got to get through that.
Yeah.
It's weird. Like, the longer I stay at home, the more uncomfortable I am leaving. That's bad.
It is. Like, I know things have opened up and whatever, but the more and more I think about, like, when I went and picked up food yesterday, I saw people going into the restaurant and, like, their patio was completely full. And it was just weird to me. Like, I feel so uncomfortable going out of the house now.
Yeah. No, it's weird. It's weird being in public still. Half people have masks, half don't, and you're worried about being judged. Or, if you're in another state, you're worried about getting shot for not wearing them or for asking someone to wear a mask.
I would not ever ask someone to wear a mask. I would just walk away from them. Like
Costco sure did.
I have not worn a mask the whole time, and I kind of feel like I probably should. But at the same time, like, I'm not the type of person that's just going to walk up and be right next to someone. Although, while I was grocery shopping this weekend, they have the wait here and do this. And HEB has a thing that says, like, wait until the cashier asks you to step forward. Then you can load your cart. You have to stand behind the red line until they put all the groceries back in the cart. But this couple behind me, like, just stood right behind me. And I was like, I kept looking back at them, like, excuse me, could you go back behind your little red line over there, please? Because I don't need your germs. They had masks on, but I did not. And either way.
That's good. I'm glad that they did. I have another beer and I wanted to talk about it, but the sad part is right now I can't. This is why Rhodey is the beer guy. It's why we haven't talked as much beer without Rhodey. I don't know. Well, I do know how he does it because I can do it with other things, but Rhodey is quite the knowledgeable man on beer. I think it was a Manhattan Project beer that I picked up, six pack. Yeah, it was. I just trying to figure out which one it was. I do not want to start an order. Oh my gosh. No, it's trying to make me do a takeout order right now. Which we went to their brewery. Oh my God, it's so beautiful. You and Lisa would have been in heaven with this place. It's very, very clean. Like, it looks like fancy. It looks like you need to not necessarily wear a suit and tie, but you need to look sharp when you go in there.
Really?
Yes. It was like, ooh, felt like I was underdressed. And I always overdress. But it was nice. Anyways, it is a Mount Hatton project, and I just can't remember which one. And this thing's not working right now. It's an IPA, of course. But anyways, it's delicious. I love it. Silver can. I'm sure right now Rhodey is listening. He's screaming at me. So is Art. I know what this is. So is David. Sorry, guys. It's not their. It's their East Coast IPA. It's not the hazy or anything. But anyways.
I'm no help to you.
I know you're not. But that's okay. I don't want you to be. Don't want you to know beer the way I do. Well, we did it. We watched the Parks and Rec special without any TV. Because we don't technically pay for a TV service right now.
Yeah.
But we were able to watch it. Parks and Rec.
It was interesting. I will say, it was kind of weird. Like, the whole thing was just a little bit weird. My favorite part, obviously, was the tribute song that they did. I don't know that some people probably haven't seen it, so I'm not going to give too much away. But that part, I thought, was great. They could have just only done that, and I would have been fine with it. But yeah, it was, I will say, I'll go back on what I previously said about how terrible they looked. It looked a lot better than the little preview did.
Aww.
Before.
How dare you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't.
I still think that Ben needs to get a haircut.
Well, he probably does. But
so does everybody else in quarantine.
Chris Evans gave himself a haircut and he regrets it.
Really?
Yeah.
I need to look that up.
But no,
it was decent.
I mistakenly Chris Evans tried to give his dog a haircut. Really? Oh yeah, he had to shave him. That's terrible.
His hair still looks.
I don't
nice.
Know. I was okay. It was fine, but I was sad that that's now the explanation point on the series.
Yeah.
Not the finale. No, wait, you got this one other thing you can watch about coronavirus.
I know. And I asked Jason when we were watching it, because it says however many seasons they have, I don't know. It said season 6, episode 1, like it was a new whole new season. Or maybe it said season 1, episode 1 or something. I don't know. So that led me to believe, like, ooh, maybe they'll have another episode of it. But to be honest, if they did, I probably wouldn't watch it because it was not worth the time.
No.
No, really only that last part was, and the rest of it was just like, okay, this is silly.
That's so mean of you.
Like, it was just that cutesy thing, you know, like when your kid puts on a play and you just watch it because you're the parent and you have to watch it.
I guess.
It was that kind of thing. I felt obligated to watch it.
You felt obligated?
Yeah.
Sorry you felt that way.
I mean, it was still good. It wasn't bad, but it's definitely not something that I'm like, ooh, I can't wait for the next Parks and Rec episode to come out.
Right. Yeah. It was like I said, it was fine. I'm not going to fight it. You can watch it on YouTube for free. If you go to NBC.com or if you download the NBC app.
It was on Hulu.
Yeah, it was on Hulu as well. Good call. You can absolutely see it.
Yeah.
So I recommend watching it. I mean, why not? Why not watch it?
Got nothing better to do.
See what you think of it. It was, some people have better stuff to do than to watch that. I'm still trying to find this Manhattan Project beer and I'm failing really bad. I know it was Manhattan Project. Part of me just wants to get up and go to the dang refrigerator. It wasn't Half-Life. It wasn't that one. Everybody's like checking into they have nice cans too. Their cans are like real simple. Might've been this one, but it's all good. Hoppenheimer. Might've been Hoppenheimer. Anyways. I'll talk about it next week, but it was really good. I need some more to go get, though. I need more beer. Like, this thing is, like, it's made me sad. Like, I owe Rhodey probably a big hug and stuff because Rhodey used to bring all those beers here. And, you know, even though I wouldn't get to drink a whole six-pack or anything, I'd have a couple of sips of whatever he was bringing from traveling, and that's gone from my life.
Yeah.
It's all sad. I'm like, man, I haven't tried anything new from Far Away in a long time.
Well, and you tried that. I got you that beer subscription box or whatever, and it ended up.
It was great. No, we talked about them on the show, all of them.
Oh, the beers were good, but then didn't you say the like service or something not great?
No, I just said it $5 a can. It's $5 for one can of beer, 12 ounces.
Yeah.
I'm like, and then you have to get it delivered to Walgreens because you have to sign for it.
Yeah, which they did not like advertise that part on their site. So that was frustrating to find out.
You, of all people, certified TABC person who took that test like 20 times, definitely knows that they can't. You can't just deliver beer to a minor. Oh, here you go, minor. Well, I mean,
all of these places that are doing beer to alcohol to go, none of them have checked my ID. Well, one of them checked my ID.
But they're seeing you in person. They're not just showing up to a house.
Are you saying I look old enough?
Yeah, I am. You're 30. Welcome to being old enough to drink.
Right.
Is that really rude? Do you want me to say you look like a 20 or 18-year-old?
No. No, I don't.
I'm robbing the cradle. So weird. But yeah, no, it is what it is. Like, I didn't hate it. I told you that. Everybody loved the beers. There were two of them that were great. Great, great, great. That I would absolutely buy if I lived in Colorado. I would have went right to those breweries and bought it again.
Yep.
All right. Parks and Rec. Thumbs up. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
I won't watch it again.
No, why would you go back and watch that again?
People rewatch stuff all the time.
Yeah, not that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That shouldn't even be included in their episode list. Like, it wasn't an episode to me. It was infomercial kind of thing. Like,
well, yeah, I was trying to tell us to stay home pretty much.
Yeah, check in on each other.
Ooh. Well, okay. So, Parks and Rec. I didn't see if there was a new SNL. I don't think there was. But you and I decided to blow through that new Amazon series, which was kind of sad. The Upload.
So that was a good, it was weird at the beginning, but it turned out to be really good.
Ridiculously. I loved it.
Yeah.
I'm in trouble. I was like, makes you think about
death, but it was pretty good.
That show. So the plot for this show is when you die, they can upload your consciousness into a avatar and you can live in a computer simulated world for the rest of your life.
They call forever. It heaven. And it's like the richer you are, the nicer the places that you have, or you only get so many, gigs. And
it's crazy.
It's
a crazy concept. Somebody scribbled that on paper and somebody said, yes, let's do it. I'm glad they did.
That's pretty cool. I mean, for people who don't want to die, that would be cool.
You worry about death.
I have an unhealthy fear of dying. Yes, I know.
Don't mess with it. It's absolutely nothing you can do.
Yeah. Well, either way, there's nothing you can do about any of the things that you fear. That's why they're irrational.
If there's a spider, you can step on it. That doesn't make you
less scared of the spider.
Yeah, but the spider's gone. Problem solved. Yes.
Anyways, I'm so used to binge watching everything. Once six seasons are out, we watch that show and I was like, okay, when's the next one? Like, why is it taking so long? Because it had just come out. So, yeah. If you get used to watching all of a series at a time, it kind of sucks when you go and watch the one season and have to wait a year again.
Ooh.
I'm not used to that anymore.
Yeah, that sucks. And there are 30-minute episodes. There's only 10 of them, so it's gone in like 4.5 hours.
Yeah.
It's like, boom, gone. So that's not hard to do in a weekend, 2 hours a day.
It was pretty good.
Pretty quick. But I did love it. I would absolutely give the show like an 8 or a 9. I would tell everybody to go watch it.
Oh, for sure.
Not going to give away any spoilers because there are twists and turns. It's crazy. It's a good show. And I need to look up that actor, the main actor.
Yeah, because he was in something and we couldn't figure out what it was. I don't remember if either of us.
His name's like Army or Amy. I feel bad because I don't know how to say it.
In the show?
No, his name in real life.
Oh.
Come on. His name is, there's the blonde chick. Hey, she's all over that thing. Why are you not taking me to the IMDb, fool? Yeah, no, I know the guy's name. I think he tried out for Superman, and I think that's why it's not. Yeah, sorry, it's Robbie Amell. Amell's the one that I was getting confused. Robbie Amell, A-M-E-L-L.
Huh.
However you say that. He was in The Duff, The Tomorrow People, The Babysitter one.
I know him from The Duff, I think.
The Babysitter 2, never heard of that. A Series of Unfortunate Events, The X-Files. I guess he was in the rebirth when it came back. Nine Lives, Code 8, The Duff, Hunters, I'm digging. Robbie, I think, he was in some Scooby-Doo stuff. He did the voice of Fred. Oh, How I Met Your Mother. He was Scooby in How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, yeah. The young guy that Robin dates.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. But I really think, he tried out, and he might have been in the running for the 50 Shades of Grey, too.
That's interesting.
I think. It was either that or Superman or some X or Marvel thing. It had to have been, I think it was 50 Shades.
Yeah, I mean, I remember him from that movie, though.
Stephen Amell. What? I wonder if they're related. Oh, Stephen Amell is the guy from Arrow from DC. Oh,
huh.
All right.
So, ooh, now that you say that, they do look alike, yeah, I feel like.
Maybe that's why I'm all screwed up.
Right.
So Stephen Amell was in on the 50 Shades of Grey. So is that Amell name? That's why I thought his name was, like I said, Arnell or Amell. Anyways, good show. Check it out. If you have Amazon Prime, you probably don't. Some people don't even know that they have access to the TV series and whatnot. And also your Jack Ryan show that you haven't watched season 2 of is on there too.
Yeah, that show was good.
You liked it.
But it was very serious. Like, it was one of those shows that are very serious. We've been watching so many like 30-minute comedies lately, it's hard to get into one of those really serious shows. We were watching The Wire right now, and don't get me wrong, I really, really like it.
Yeah,
but when we're binge watching it, you know, they're hour-long episodes, and 3 hours in, I'm like, I don't know what's going on anymore. It's like binge watching Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, it's
Game
same
of
thing.
Thrones. It's hard to
Grey's Anatomy
follow.
Is 45 minutes long.
Yeah, but like, it does. That doesn't matter. Like,
yes, it does.
That's a soap opera. It's not the same thing.
So you just call Grey's Anatomy a soap opera? I'm saving that soundbite.
I know that. I have always said that. I know it is. They're on season 17 or 18, and every main character has died, and out of nowhere comes this person's sister and half sister and
not,
blah blah blah. It's a terrible show.
You're not a soap opera until you bring somebody back from the dead. I haven't done that yet. Once Handsome Face comes back from the dead, it'll be a...
Yeah, right.
What if Patrick McDreamy? Patrick Duffy! Patrick McDreamy! No, I love The Wire. Yeah, we're actually late, way late to the game. That started in like 2002.
Yeah, it's really old.
I was told by everybody to watch The Wire.
It's really good. Yeah. Yeah, I like it so far.
I love it.
Weird
seeing all the young black actors. I'm like, whoa, Michael B. Jordan.
There's a lot of people in it. Yeah.
Yep. I like it. I dig it. And Idris Elba. See, I don't know how to say his name very well.
Idris Elba. It sucks because I really liked him until The Office, and now I kind of hate
him. Still one of my favorite characters and one of my favorite segments.
Office?
I've said that a million times.
Gosh.
You hate it? I love it.
I hate him. He's so mean to Jim.
That's the point of it.
Yeah, well, I like Jim and I don't like him.
You need an anti-character for Jim because Michael...
Dwight, hello.
That's not... You didn't even let me finish. Because you get bored of the Dwight and Jim thing. That's complete fact. So they're like, hey, let's bring in this boss that actually doesn't like him. Because Jan was like, we're going to promote you. Josh was like, we're going to promote you. Michael Scott's like, I'm obsessed with you.
And that's why I feel like it's so uncomfortable because everybody loves him. And then this one guy comes in and is like,
and he doesn't even do that much damage though. It's only like 4 episodes and there's not even like, it could have been much worse. Probably should have been much worse.
Yeah.
To keep you on the edge of your seat. But then they go play soccer and Phyllis gets hit in the face.
Right.
End of arc. The arc ends, I guess, though, when Michael Scott sells his paper company back. that whole thing. Like, there's so much going on right there for The Office.
Yeah, I do love that part of the show.
Yep.
It's kind of a slap in the face.
I'm here to offer to buy your successful paper company. I don't need any more information.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Wire is good. It's an HBO show. It's adult. Yeah, yes. I got snaked into getting HBO because of AT&T. If you have a wireless elite plan, you might be able to get HBO free. So I'd take a look at that. I didn't know, but there it was, free HBO. Thanks, AT&T. I'm just joking. I hate you. Hate you with a passion. Let's talk a little bit of, speaking of AT&T, let's talk a little bit about these new phones. What's a new phone, actually? One phone. The Razr. So I thought that whole thing was a joke. I didn't think this was real. The Razr Flip is back.
Yeah. As a touchscreen, you know, normal phone like we see nowadays, but it closes in half. I actually, before this episode, watched like a 20-minute review video of it. And it's kind of crazy. So like the screen is made out of plastic so that it can bend. But that also means you can't put a screen protector on it. So anything and everything can scratch it. The guy like did a little test on it and scratched the crap out of the screen.
But the point of the fold phones is you don't need a screen protector because you keep it folded in your pocket.
Yes, but it says that it is a zero gap fold, which is not true.
You can get stuff in there.
Yes. So he did that. He said it advertises it as a zero gap fold, but he showed and you can see it. There's like a gap in between. So then he said, like, if you're gonna, you know, have it in your pocket, there's dust and whatever else. He did it with like gravel. So obviously that's more extreme than just the dust from your pocket, but who knows what's in your pockets. And it scratched the crap out of the screen. And so when you fold it, the little plastic screen where the fold is comes up. So like you can see inside the phone there because it has to come up to fold. And a little rock, gravel, dust thing, whatever he was using, got inside the phone. So then there was a bump in the screen on the little plastic piece.
Damn.
Yeah. One cool part is you can turn it into a retro Razr. It's a setting on it, so it makes it look like the old Razr phones, which I thought was pretty cool.
The keys look like the old keys. I was like, what the hell?
It has the old Hello Moto thing on it and Hello everything. Hello Moto. Yeah. I think the concept is cool. I would really only like to get it so I can like slam it shut again when I'm hanging up on someone.
Yeah.
But I feel like it would, I just feel like it will break.
I'm so far out on these fold phones.
$1,500?
Nah, bro.
I'm good. Super expensive. Motorola is doing a thing right now that I saw, buy one Razr phone, get one free. For $1,500, but
that's $750 a piece.
Yeah, they'll break.
I don't like, I'm all into phones. Everybody knows that. I hate the lip on the bottom.
Yeah, I'm so used to it just being a screen now. Like,
why is that lip there?
Yeah, seeing all those extra little pieces. And also, I just feel like I would end up forgetting that it folds and not fold it.
Stick it in your pocket?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm not about the fold life, folks, and I don't think I will ever be, ever.
No.
I will never, ever. I wonder.
And you can't put a case, like it's not durable enough in my mind to not have a phone case on it.
Yeah.
Especially with a toddler and teaching, you can't, there's just too many variables. I have to have a case on my phone. Also, I'm just clumsy and drop it.
Yeah, it's true. Damn. Yeah, I just can't. I'm looking at it, I'm like, I just can't. I think y'all should out there Google it. R-A-Z-R. Razr, new phone.
Yeah, honestly, I hadn't really looked into it until we talked about it and I watched that video and saw some specs and all of that, and it's weird. Like, it's just very weird that they're actually gonna do it,
which the specs on it are fine. Like, it's just as good as a Samsung or any other phone.
It's pretty
awesome as far as that goes, but it's like I said, I'm not about that folding. I'm just not about it. I can't get behind it. I don't want to get behind it, and I'm not going to get behind it.
No.
Yep. Which, while we're on the subject, Google came out with their earbuds to compete with Amazon and to compete with Samsung and the AirPods and all that. I like them. They look cool. I'm not about that Google life, though. Although everything... Well, no, I mean, so what I mean by that is I like Samsung as far as electronics go.
I like that mint color, though. That's... And join that the case wait list. Looks cool.
It's only $179, too. It's a cheaper than the Samsung ones.
I like my Samsung ones.
That's what I want to talk about. Like, I am. Those are the greatest thing I've ever owned in my entire life. I'm not even kidding. I thought I had broke one, and I had already bought a new pair before I even knew what was going on. I was like, blip, bought a new pair. I don't think I could operate without my buds anymore.
Yeah.
They are the single greatest thing. I've got one of those in my ear wherever I'm at, whatever I'm doing. Helps with the ear ringing too. Like, if my ears are annoying me, I just pop one in there and put it on a low frequency thing. All problems
There's
solved.
Actually a setting on there that you can do for not ambient noise, but it's called something else, and it is to help with that kind of stuff.
Yep. It's beautiful.
I will say, I don't know, maybe my ears are small or something. They hurt my ears if I have them in for too long, but I don't ever put, I never wear headphones. And so that's the only complaint I have about them. Other than that, I like how they're very discreet, I feel like. Not like the iPhone ones, whatever those are called.
Yeah, they don't have the hanger.
That you can't really tell that they're, and mine are black. Like, you can't really tell that they're in your ear, and they're nice. I like them.
Apparently I have something. Oh, apparently I put them in my Google cart. No, thanks. Got to be careful, Google Pay. Like, I hate this one-click order stuff from Amazon and Google.
I know. It makes it too easy.
Yeah. I'm like, click, psh, done. Google Pay, like, when I go to buy something on the Google app, it's just like, hit buy. I'm like, buy, done. Oh, too easy. Do you really want to buy this? Sure. But I bet these buds, I wonder what all. I bet they have Google Assistant in them and all that stuff.
I would like that.
I don't know. People don't like those assistants. I do. And one of the cool parts about me working at home is I have a Google Nest Mini in my office. We have one in all the major rooms of the house because we like to listen to music on them. But I found that when you don't have anybody around you, I'm using that thing to do my work like crazy. I'm like, hey, how do you spell this? I'm like, hey, what's this plus this times this? I was giving it math problems, and I'm just sitting here answering them without having to open a calculator or type anything.
Yeah, I think it'd be cool to have one in at work with me, like in my classroom. I think that would be cool, but I could see my students learning how to use it and asking it all the time.
Oh, it's awesome.
I use it all the time.
Like, I may, when I go back to work, tell everybody, hey, be ready, because you're going to have to listen to Google. Because this chick's coming with me. I need her. She answers my questions. But I always feel like an idiot when I'm in public and I'm, hey, what time is my appointment? I'm like, don't do that.
Yeah.
So then I just look. I pull my phone out and look. But I'm like, you know what? I don't care about that anymore. I'm just going to ask Google, when's my appointment? And that's why I'm being careful and not saying it, because she's sitting right here on my desk.
Yeah, it's very sensitive.
Very. But yeah, I'm excited about these buds. I won't buy these. I'm all about these Samsung ones, and I can't wait to see what Samsung does with their third edition.
Yeah.
And I will keep buying them until they put Bigsby in them, and then I'll be like, ooh, don't want them.
Yeah, I never really got on that Bigsby train. It's just not. It's silly. It's kind of annoying because I have that there's so many of them. I wish that there would just be one universal whatever. I have a Fitbit and it has Alexa on it. I've never used Alexa because we have the Google Homes, and so everything is set up on Google. And with our Samsung phones, we can have that on our phones too. And so I just use that on my phone. I kind of wish I could get it on my watch, but
which that's only a matter of time till that fixes. I cannot believe that Google bought Fitbit and hasn't put an update out to get rid of Alexa.
Google owns Fitbit. And
yeah, just recently. Dumb. So that was made before.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't like Google and Amazon hate each other. Amazon,
I can see why.
Amazon doesn't sell Google products. It's the most annoying thing in the world. I'm like, oh, I want to add a Google thing for the house, and I'll go on Amazon. Oh, that's right, you dicks. Because I was looking at smart locks the other day, and Amazon had one of these smart locks. It's one of the top rated brands, but I want Nest. And they didn't have Nest at all. Not available on the site. I was like, oh, man.
Yeah, that's frustrating.
Forgot about you hating Google. But Amazon bought Fitbit. Or not Amazon, I'm sorry. Google bought Fitbit, so I'm surprised they haven't just come in and wiped it off and put Google Assistant.
That will be awesome.
They should have already done it, but I guess maybe they're not going to. But the next versions of your Fitbit will not have Amazon Alexa on them anymore.
Yeah, Google for life.
But yeah, I like earbuds, and I would recommend them to anybody. Yep. Love it. Don't want to be without it. Like walking around with them in my ear. I love all of it. Yep. And we screwed up when we were talking about movies and TV show. We forgot something. We didn't talk about Space Force, did we?
No.
I cannot wait to hear your thoughts on this trailer. So Steve Carell is a honored member of the military, and he finds out that he's going to be in charge of a government, branch of the government. He's all excited, and then they go, "You are the Space Force leader," and his face, he's like, "What the fuck?"
He laughs, and like, you know that spit laugh that he does where it's like he can't control it kind of thing? He does that, and oh, that show is going to be so good. I cannot wait for that to come out. One, I forgot that the whole Space Force thing was a thing, that even happened.
Yeah.
I really can see it being, I mean, nothing compares to The Office, but I can see it being something like that.
Yeah.
Just by the cast that's in it.
Well, he's not playing an idiot, though.
No, but I mean, the whole episode, the preview that I watched, he's in his office and says, "Nobody bother me for 5 minutes." And then he sings, whatever that song is, that "Come on, Pretty Mama," that song. I don't know the name of it. And he does a whole dance and everything. And I think it's going to be a funny show. I don't like that lady that's in it. I think from what I saw in the preview, I think it's his wife. You know her name. I don't.
You think she's in it? Lisa Kudrow. It's Lisa Kudrow from the Friends.
No. Well, yes, I do like her. I'm sorry. I talked about the wrong blonde lady that's in it. I'm talking about the other blonde lady with the short hair that was in.
Jessica St. Clair?
No.
There's not, like, on the main cast here, there's not any blondes except for her and whoever I just said. All the rest of them are under 10 episodes. So apparently it's going to be a 10-episode first season. And she's not in 10 episodes, whoever it is you're talking about. Tawny Newsom. As I said, she's not in it for very long.
Kudrow. It does have Ben Schwartz in it.
Lisa Kudrow is not in it very long either. John Malkovich is in 10. John Malkovich in 10 episodes. Steve Carell, 10 episodes. Exciting Ben Schwartz, 10 episodes. For those of you who don't know, that's the voice of Sonic. That's how I'm going to refer to him from now on. Instead of his Parks and Rec character, the way he does all that, "I'm here." Yeah, I'm super pumped. Lisa Kudrow's only in one episode of Space Force. There's a lot of Jane Lynch is in one episode. Nice. Raw. But yeah, I'm excited about it. Like, my hype level is probably at a 7. You sound more hyped than I am. But
Jane Lynch. That's who I was talking about. I hate that lady.
It was pretty. What the? What's wrong
She's
with
so
you?
Annoying.
That's the point. Ugh. Oh my God. How can you hate Jane Lynch? She's freaking hilarious.
No.
Yes, she is.
I do not find her funny at all.
Well, you're missing out on a lot of funny stuff.
No, she's so weird.
That's Ugh. The point.
I know that's the point, but it's too far.
No.
I don't like that kind of humor.
Nope. You don't, do you?
No, she's a weirdo.
I love you, Jane Lynch. You're hilarious.
The Asian guy from
he's in everything now. Yeah. He has small roles in everything now.
Yeah.
From Silicon Valley.
Jimmy Yang is him.
Yeah. He was in something else too that we saw a new trailer of. We're like, oh, there he is. Just getting that paycheck. Can't remember what it was. I'd have to click on it to see.
So
look at this. Little some good news. What the fuck? Yeah, I was wondering about Mr. John Krasinski, Jim from The Office, has some good news. He already has 2.5 million subscribers on YouTube.
That's insane.
And he's only put out like 8 episodes, and he's averaging 4 million views per episode.
I watched the first one, and it was good, and I cried a lot in it because it was so sweet. And I haven't watched another one since.
Didn't hook you.
No.
Didn't hook me either. His over-the-top anchorness was kind of annoying. The way he's like, he's very doing it on purpose.
Yeah.
But that's all right. I don't really like, I love you, Jim, but I don't really like you in a whole lot of other things. I liked him in the football movie. That's like the only thing I can think of. The one with him and George Clooney. That movie was good. I can't think. I didn't like A Quiet Place as much as the rest of the world did. I'm on my own island there.
I liked it, but it was just like, what's the point?
Movie pissed me
off.
The
ending of it made me so mad.
I didn't like 13 hours was good. That was okay.
That was the military one, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought that was a pretty good movie.
BoJack. Oh, he's a voice in BoJack Horseman. I like that.
That's interesting.
I forgot he was in Arrested Development, and he's Jerry Bruckheimer's assistant. Hilarious.
Oh.
You know, he's a real famous guy, and he's Jerry Bruckheimer's assistant. Promised Land. Oh, shoot. Promised Land was great. Him and Matt Damon. Whew. Oh, my gosh. That was where you find out that Jim's the bad guy in that movie. You're like, wait, what? Did not know he was the voice of Lancelot in Shrek the Third. That makes me upset. The Holiday, he was in that. No way. Hold on. So in 2006, The Holiday was a movie with Jack Black and Kate Winslet, right?
Where they switch, right?
Yeah, sort of. Yeah. I mean, that's the basic premise. But that, I always felt like the trailer they show in The Office, that movie they're watching in The Office that has Jack Black in it.
Is The Holiday.
It has that flavor to it. Yeah. How weird is that? And John is in this movie.
Yeah, that's funny.
That's License to Wed is pretty good. I did like that movie. Him and Mandy Moore trying to get married with Robin Williams trying to stop him. That is a good movie.
Huh.
Props to you, John Krasinski. And Leatherheads is the football movie that I do.
Oh,
like.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, oh my God, dude. Like, just looking at all this, I'm like, what was Ed? Oh, a TV series called Ed. He was a server. I will have to go find that. I love going to YouTube and looking up old clips of you know, when they're in the background. Like the Pam. Damn it, I keep saying Pam. I feel so bad for
Jenna.
Jenna Fisher had talked about some movie that she was in the background in, and I YouTubed it, and you could see her. It was hilarious. It's like, oh my God. And there she was, just sitting in the background. Thanks, YouTube. But yeah, I guess I'm not a huge fan of John Krasinski's. Not a huge fan of his. Now I'm going to go look at these other ones, though. Detroit, I've never seen that. Never seen Next Gen. He was a voice in that.
Yeah.
Jack Ryan, I didn't like that hardly at all. So you need some more stuff, buddy. Come on.
It's hard because he was in The Office is such a major show for everybody that's what I see him as.
Yeah.
And so it's rough, like, taking him seriously or seeing him in something else, you know?
What makes it bad for people like this, Steve Carell didn't do it, but when they have a TV show that's successful like Friends, and The Office, I guarantee you, is just like Friends, they make so much money from Friends. They make so much money from The Office right now. So much residuals that they're able to be selective on what they're doing.
That's true.
They're not just putting themselves in every single project that comes out. And so we're missing a lot of what we could see. It's like, right. Oh man, there could be like 50 more projects on here than are not here because he's making enough money to be selective. And that's what happened to Friends. Like, you don't see David Schwimmer in anything. Never see Ross anywhere. And I'm like, man, I've always liked him. I've always thought he was funny. But you don't see him in anything. You don't really see Chandler in much.
He was in that one. What was that sitcom?
Yeah, yeah, The Odd Couple.
Yeah, and he was so bad.
I liked it. I liked it. His slur. Yeah, he was kind of messed up, but I liked it. It was all right.
Yeah, it was a good show. I liked the show, but there were some things that you're just like, oh, it's so bad. It's so bad.
Like, think of all the old, like, you've never seen Meredith Grey in anything.
No.
You don't see her in anything. She's pretty good, too. She was good in Old School.
Yeah.
But yeah, these big sitcoms, like, you think Roseanne, all the Family Matters people, the Full House people, and maybe sometimes they just don't get casted, but
right.
But they don't have to because they're getting all those residuals, getting paid. I mean, the Friends people, I think they were making $2 or $3 million a year. For doing nothing. Like, it is insane, the residuals for that. And I guarantee you that the Office residuals are just as much, if not much. Up. Oh, yeah, there it is. Office. The Office and Friends mega deals. $500 million for the Office. Whew. Oy. So yeah, they all get a piece of that, whatever it was in their contracts. $500 million. NBC Universal's direct-to-consumer platform paying $500 million for exclusive streaming rights to The Office for 5 years. And Warner, the HBO Max, ponying up $425 million to move Friends to HBO Max for 5 years.
What? Woo. So Friends is going to be on HBO Max? Yeah. Do we have that?
In 20 days. Yeah.
Nice.
20 days. which I'm not sure how fast AT&T is going to update it, but yes, I have it.
I mean,
I don't think it'll happen.
Down to rewatch that show again.
Over midnight. NBC will stream this. Here's why it's paying $500 million for its own show. That's crazy. The Comcast company, so they're probably having to pay so they can pay the actors and everybody. Oh, and they got to pay all the people that they stole the idea from. Ricky Gervais. That guy, killing it, bro. But yeah, it's probably why we haven't seen a whole lot of Jim, Pam, or even Dwight movies or TV shows.
Rain Wilson.
Yeah, you see Rain's doing a thing on Instagram. Like, it's weird. He's a weird guy, though. And I like it. I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
I was watching. It's like Me with Other People is like the name of the show. But he's just doing what he wants to do because he doesn't have to worry about money.
Yeah, his beet farm's making enough.
Yeah, you don't see him in anything, man. I'd love to see him in more hilarious projects. Yeah. He would be great on Saturday Night Live for a spell or two. Rain is hilarious, but yeah, I think so. I'm excited about it. Also, I guess I'm just going to mention this in passing, that the Star Wars thing's coming to PSVR, and I'm excited I get to use a lightsaber. Leave me alone. Looks cool.
So will that take... It'll just take the like little ball remote things that you already have.
You have a lightsaber.
I think that'll be a pretty cool game. I think I would actually play that.
I'm gonna go fight people. I'm going to go fight Vader's lightsaber fight to the death.
I could see it being kind of hard not to like walk around and run into something with it.
Yeah, that's why I really haven't, because I own that one game that's that way, and I haven't played any of them because it's weird when you can move with a controller like forwards and backwards, but then you still move your head, but you can't move your feet.
How is it that
it's not immersive?
How do you move? How do you walk in those games?
You
then?
Have the buttons on the thing.
Okay, forwards there was and backwards. That one game that we played. It was like a Super Mario kind of thing where you had to like
you played it
jump on things and. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that in the beginning made me a little bit dizzy. And then when I took it off and sat down, I was like, okay, this is going to make me sick.
Right.
Yeah. Because you're, you know, totally immersed in this thing and it shows you moving across the screen and you're not actually moving. And it's like, well,
right.
Motion sick.
Motion sickness. But yeah, I'm excited. PSVR games are where it's at right now. If you look into games, folks, there's so much money there. They're killing it right now. This Call of Duty is the most successful they've ever had because people can't leave. So,
yeah,
games are where it's at. But anyways, thank you guys for hanging out with us again. Thanks, Caitlin.
Yep, thanks.
It's been fun. Hopefully this was a little better than what we've been doing. You're still not getting your game. Maybe next week. Maybe. But be safe. Eat local. Take care of your local people. Love you guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.